This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Paul Esposito here with you. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Happy Wednesday to you. Happy Wednesday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. This is going to be the last part of this sermon I just preached this last week. It's nameless. It's Matthew chapter 6. We could call it a lot of things because Jesus covers so many topics. And we're going to wrap it up here with forgiveness. A little bit of the end of the Lord's Prayer. And then, funny, but it's in the same paragraph. He says, if you forgive. Remember the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our sins as we forgive others. So he's praying that God will use the same meter, same yardstick, the same judgment that we use towards others, he will use towards us. And then he says, if you forgive men their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will forgive you yours. And it's a shocking thing. Our forgiveness is conditional. We're out of time. Let's hear the last part of the, we're out of time for an intro. Let's hear this program now. I invite you out to church tonight. Island Community Church is the place, 6 o'clock. We're in Daniel chapter 9. We're going to look at now the angel Gabriel coming down here to give Daniel an answer to his prayer in chapter 9. Enjoy today's message.
There's four things. A is for adoration. A is for adoration. C is for confession. T is for thanksgiving, and S is for supplication. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. The first element should be adoration or praise. The Psalms, which are inspired samples of godly prayer, are heavily weighted on the side of adoration, right? Love the Psalms. How about you? Full of adoration and praise. That's the model way or a great way, just like the Lord's Prayer. He starts off with, hallowed be thy name. That's adoration, right? Second, your prayer should include confession of sin. See, confession. As we remember who we are, when we come into God's presence, we see that we have come short of his holiness and have need of his forgiveness. Amen to that. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Third, when we pray, we should always give thanks, remembering the grace and mercy that God has shown towards us. Fourth, prayer rightly includes supplication or petition. That is, as it says in Philippians 4:6, right? It says, make your request known to God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's a good way to pray. Adoration. Praise God for who he is. Then confess your sins to him. Then thanksgiving. Thank God for what he's already done. And S, finally, supplication. Let your request be made known to God. That's a pretty good formula. Acts Now back to this sermon here, verse 14. It's important to see verse 14 here is tied into the Lord's Prayer. That's why it's in the same paragraph. Okay? It's not a different chapter. It's not a different paragraph. And that's why it starts with the Greek word eon, E-A-N, translated for, F-O-R. Verse 14, for if you forgive men their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. So let me put these pieces together. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. For is going to connect the two. For if you forgive men their trespasses. Now, notice how conditional this is, too. Even the Greek word is a conditional word. Lord, forgive us our sins as we forgive others their trespasses. For if you forgive people, listen to me, if you forgive people of all the hurt that they've done to you, all the ways people have used you and hurt you and walked all over you in your life, if you forgive people for what they've done to you, then and only then will your heavenly Father forgive you. Verse 15, but if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And you thought the Sermon on the Mount was cute? Or a nice little sermon with a cutesy-wootsy little golden rule to it? Church, your forgiveness is conditional on you forgiving all the people that have done you wrong your entire life. Because the wrong that you have been done can't compare with the wrong that you have done to the Son of God. That's caused him to climb up there upon the cross and die in your place, naked in shame and contempt because of you. That ought to put you on a quest to go out here and find some souls today. All because of you. Okay. Well, we are going to get out of here early today. I've got one last thing to read to you. Then Peter came up to Jesus and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven will be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him that owed him 10,000 talents. A talent is 75 pounds. You know what 75 pounds of gold is worth? Or silver? That's a lot of money. Someone was brought to him that owed him 10,000 talents, and since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, and said, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him all of the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, 100 bucks. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, pay me what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, have patience on me and I'll pay you. But he refused. And he went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all of that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant as I have had mercy on you?" And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all of the last debt. Okay, Ron, you turn your mics on. Then Jesus said this. He says, "So also will my heavenly Father do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." Church, I've been thinking, that's all we have for today. I don't want to look at 30 topics like we did last week. We've run into this here, forgiveness. Let's think about that for a minute. Forgiveness is a big word in the New Testament. Think about it for a minute. It's right up there with blood or justification or salvation is the word forgive. Maybe it's the most important word in all of the New Testament. Forgive. Are you holding on to unforgiveness? Holding on to unforgiveness. If you hold on to unforgiveness, you are just like this person here that's choking the other person. And the other person pleads with you. Please forgive me. Please give me more time. More time? Maybe the person needs more time to forgive you, or more time to fess up, or more time to admit they were wrong. You holding on to something from someone else is just like all that God has done for you, and now you're going to go out and find someone that's offended you, and you're going to go choke them to death. And they plead with you, and you say, "No, I want no part of that. Pay me what you owe." After all that God has done for you, let me encourage you to forgive. Just like the Lord says, forgive. Now, Pastor Darren and Sharon are going to play some. And if the Holy Spirit is convicting you now, to take some time now to make things right. You don't need me to remind you, you've been forgiven of so much more than whoever that's offended you. And it's time to end the choking of someone else that's offended you. Let me encourage you right now. Darren, Sharon are going to play. Let me encourage you. If you're holding on to something, if someone has offended you in the past,
thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE.